You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bills rally for a 39-34 win over the visiting Cincinnati Bengals thanks to Josh Allen's four touchdowns, Christian Benford's pick six. There were so many magic moments. The snow made it fun, interesting, and slippery yesterday. I've never heard the coach laugh, I don't think, like a genuine laugh. But listen to coach during this locker room breakdown, especially when he gets number 17 up front in the locker room after the dub.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. You guys are so damn tough. And at 17, I don't know what play that was supposed to be, but you did a hell of a job. Hey, I'm serious. What we talked about last night, man. Going through adversity, you learn a lot about yourself and what you can become. And you come out on the other side stronger and better because of it. And that toughness element is undefeated, man. In football and in life. Don't ever forget that, man. Super proud of you guys, all three phases. Everyone, great organizational win right here.
Hey, we didn't ride the wave. We stayed here, right? Stay chill, stay calm, believe in ourselves and in one another. Victory Monday.
1-0-3, 1-2-3!
All right. I tell you how crazy the party is when Benford runs back and the number of yards is 67.
Six, seven.
Around the lone setback, receiver to each side. And it's intercepted! Jumping up in the air as Benford gets away from Burrow. 30, 20, 10, 5. Your AFC Defensive Player of the Week has done it again. Christian Benford with a go-ahead touchdown.
Little help from up above.
It was a blitz. They called my number. He said, they gave me a signal for me to go. I was trying to disguise. I didn't know what was about to happen because, I just surrendered God and just let God do what he wants to do. I was trying to do my technique. I actually didn't do my technique right, if we're being honest. I was peeping, and then he said, go. He hiked it, and I went for a blitz. I low-key was expecting run, so I was expecting to tackle, but I saw him, crank back, look for, the now throw, and I wasn't supposed to jump. The technique is don't leave your feet. But I don't know. God just gave me something for me to leave my feet. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but and then the rest was history.
Yeah, there were a couple rules broken yesterday when it comes to what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. And he just felt inspired. Something said, hit the air, and he did. So a little jump, a little catch, a little run, a little TD. Find a way.
It comes down to guys executing and making plays, and sometimes you got to play bigger for other people. And you saw that tonight on those back-to-back plays with Christian Benford and Big Phil tipping one up. And again, finding ways to get in the end zone. All we had to do is score one more point than them. It didn't matter how we did it. Didn't matter how good or bad it looked. We just got to continue to find ways to win football games.
Victory Monday, celebrate the tight ends.
And especially with those tight ends, they do such an amazing job in the run game. They don't get a lot of love and a lot of praise, but, they got their opportunities tonight and they made the most of them, and, we're going to need that going forward.
Wheeze, I like Olsen in the booth. Nice guy.
Yeah, he's good.
I like the way he calls, called color on the game, but just the perspective. Dude seems to know what he's doing. What did you think of it was Fox covering the game, which isn't the usual.
Fox is fine. They're not a huge Bill station, you know what I mean? They're not CBS,
but,
I feel like anybody could cover the game as long as we win. I don't care.
I wanted everybody fired at halftime.
Yeah.
We were down 20, what was it, 21-11?
Stressful.
Making a list and checking
it twice? that list was getting longer by the moment. And
so
honestly,
stressful.
With under 6 minutes left, did I think the Bills were going to win? I'll be honest, I didn't.
The touchdown to Shakir was
amazing.
Amazing.
I've never seen anything. No.
I mean, you talk highlight reel, but at one point, I'm like, I don't even know where the ball went at this point. It ended up in his hands, apparently.
On the snap. Back to pass. Has time. Nobody open. Rolling right. Nowhere to go. He's hemmed in. Fires late. And it's complete to Shakir in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yep.
He waited until the last possible second. And it's an 11-yard touchdown pass as he whistled it behind the ear of a defender for the score.
Yeah, behind the ear of a defender is a perfect description. It was, he's there, goes into Shakir. Shakira. It was great. So,
and we have such a big game coming up next weekend against the Patriots. I mean, that's
of course
just,
we do. Are they coming off a bye or what are they?
They're coming off a bye week, and it's just, you know, everything AFC East. So
yeah, whatever. They're not the Bills. It'd be great.
I know they're not the Bills, but like, let's go. Yeah.
This is interesting. In and around the league, the Texans have virtually knocked the Chiefs out of the playoffs. That happened. C.J. Stroud, 203 yards and a touchdown. The Texans leaned on the NFL's top-ranked defense to shut down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And Houston, dreaded Houston, walked out with a 20-10 victory, pretty much confirming their postseason hopes. There still is a chance for the Chiefs at maybe 15-16% chance, somewhere in there. But
could you imagine playoffs with no Burrow, no Mahomes? That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't mind it.
No,
I know a
me
couple
neither.
Names I'd like to slide in there, please. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Powerball tonight climbs to $875 million. There was no winner over the weekend, so Monday night drawing. Just if you're out and about, can't win if you don't play. Seems like it will be worth it. Little investment, big payoff, $875 million jackpot. Currently, I think that's around the seventh largest for Powerball. So
it's getting up
drawing
there.
Drawing tonight. It is getting up there. Other news, out of Florida, four men accused of stealing nearly $1 million of shoes from shopping malls. So hundreds of pairs of high-end shoes that were worth only worth almost $1 million. 10 malls across the South, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, all part of it. Police said the group would cut holes into the roof of a mall, then jump down or lower themselves down to steal the shoes, caught after they stopped at a gas station to buy energy drinks and were caught on security cameras.
Oh, wow.
So far, none of the shoes have been recovered. They got the guys, but none of the footwear. So, Jan, I believe, I don't know if they're going after women's shoes or men's shoes. I imagine
but whatever,
the women's shoes, right?
Whatever it is, let's go, like, ballpark. $2,000 a pair. That's a lot of shoes you have to remove from a mall to equal $1 million.
Yeah, I was trying to logistically figure, so you're in there, do you go back up through the hole? Are you passing them up? That seems crazy. Or do you just let yourself out, you know, the back door
you get
or whatever?
A pallet jack and...
But then you, wouldn't
to
that
lower
trigger,
it down from a roof, Wheeze?
Yeah, that's true.
Wouldn't it trigger an alarm to do, you know, to go outdoors?
I guess. I don't know.
I'm not a career
Wheeze
criminal.
And I will work on it.
I'm not a career criminal, but I'm trying to imagine.
No, but Wheeze, I was thinking, you know, this could make a perfect movie. Not the Wet Bandits, but the Shoe Bandits. I'm sure it's
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, the Shoe Bandits.
And make it a bunch of, oh yeah, I got it. Yeah.
They wouldn't be dealing with weather because it's Florida, so you could do this and it wouldn't be like you're freezing on the roof like it would be in Buffalo. Yeah, but that would be a lot of pairs of shoes for sure.
And then do you steal socks too? I mean, you want to have matching socks, right?
Yeah, that is a lot. $1 million worth of shoes. That is.
I mean, you know.
Well, they did it over time. Give them credit, Wheeze.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, and then, you'll see them at the flea markets in Florida for like $10 a pair.
Sure.
Probably.
Okay.
And they were brought down by the energy drinks. So there it is. That's it for you, News and Views. Brought to you by Bricks and Minifigs in the Buffalo South Towns. You can buy, sell, and trade Lego sets, bulk bricks, and minifigs.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.